Good morning. It's May 2nd, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. The literary world mourns the loss of Paul Auster, a towering figure in American literature, who passed away at 77 due to complications from lung cancer. A prolific author and filmmaker, Auster's death on April 30th, 2024, marks the end of an era for his fans and fellow writers. Known for his postmodern style and inventive narratives, Auster leaves behind a rich tapestry of over 30 books, including iconic works like The New York Trilogy and 4321. His unique approach to storytelling, blending genres and weaving existential themes with political commentary, notably his criticism of Donald Trump's presidency, set him apart as a critical voice in contemporary literature. Tributes have flooded in from around the globe, reflecting Auster's broad impact on both readers and writers. His ability to connect deeply with human suffering and explore the role of chance in life resonated with many, including notable figures in Portugal who expressed their deep appreciation for his work. Despite facing personal tragedies, including the loss of his son and granddaughter to drug-related incidents, Auster's creative output remained undiminished, a testament to his resilience and dedication to his craft. Auster's legacy is not only in his written work, but also in his contributions to film, earning him the Independent Spirit Award for Best First Screenplay. His novel 4321 was shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize, highlighting his role as a significant figure in literature. Auster's battle with cancer since 2022 did not deter him from remaining an active and influential part of the Brooklyn literary scene, showcasing his unwavering commitment to storytelling and the literary community. Survived by his wife, Siri Hustvedt, also an esteemed author, Auster's partnership with her formed a significant literary duo. Their combined contributions to literature and their shared advocacy for social and political causes have left an indelible mark on the literary world. Paul Auster's passing is a profound loss, but his legacy of exploring the complexities of life and the human condition through his inventive and introspective writing will continue to inspire future generations. In a dramatic turn of events, disgraced former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein, 72, has stepped back into the legal spotlight after his 2020 rape conviction was overturned by a New York appeals court. This development sets the stage for a potential retrial that could see Weinstein facing his accusers once more, as prosecutors aim to bring him to trial again in the fall. The court's decision to overturn Weinstein's conviction was based on concerns regarding improper rulings and prejudicial testimony in his original trial. Now, discussions are underway about whether Weinstein, who has been dealing with the serious health issues, should be released from custody. His attorney has requested that he remain in hospital care, citing cardiac problems, diabetes, sleep apnea, and eye problems as reasons for his need to stay at Bellevue Hospital, where he was transferred after being moved from Rikers Island's medical ward. Meanwhile, prosecutors are pushing for Weinstein to stay in custody, emphasizing the gravity of the charges against him. Weinstein, who was serving a 23-year sentence before the appeal, also faces a 16-year sentence in Los Angeles on similar charges, with his legal team currently appealing that case as well. This situation has reignited discussions about criminal sexual behavior among powerful figures and the impact of such trials on the victims involved. As the legal proceedings unfold, the next court hearing is scheduled for May 29th, with a new trial for sexual crimes set for September. This case continues to captivate the public and the media, as it may require victims to testify again, reopening a painful chapter for many involved. As May 2024 approaches, streaming platforms are set to dazzle audiences with a fresh slate of movies and TV shows, headlined by blockbuster titles and intriguing original content. This month promises a blend of action, drama, and cultural narratives, ensuring there's something for everyone. Among the heavy hitters making their way to Netflix are The Matrix Resurrections and Mortal Kombat, stirring excitement for fans of iconic franchises. Meanwhile, South Indian cinema is making a significant mark on OTT platforms, with titles like Adujaivedam, The G.O.A.T. Life on Disney Plus Hotstar, and Avsham and Rathnam on Prime Video, showcasing the rich storytelling and diverse genres of the region. A standout addition to this month's lineup is Sanjay Leela Bhansali's debut web series, Hira Mandi, The Diamond Bazaar, premiering on Netflix India. This series, which was initially conceptualized as a film 18 years ago, offers a deep dive into the lives of courtesans in the historic red light district of Hira Mandi in Lahore, set against the backdrop of the Indian independence movement. The final cast includes Bollywood heavyweights such as Manisha Koirala, Aditi Rao Hidari, and Sonakshi Sinha, whose performances have been highlighted for their depth, although some critiques point to potential for further character development. Paramount Plus is not staying behind, announcing its May 2024 lineup, filled with new TV shows and movies. This update aims to enrich the platform's content library, offering a mix of genres to cater to the varied tastes of its subscribers. With such a diverse selection of entertainment, May 2024 is shaping up to be a landmark month for streaming content, signaling a robust expansion of digital storytelling. In a blend of high-octane action and star power, Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt light up the screen in the latest summer blockbuster, The Fall Guy, directed by David Leitch. This film is not just a cinematic experience, but a tribute to the unsung heroes of the film industry, the stunt community. Set for a grand release in cinemas on May 2nd, The Fall Guy is poised to kick off the 2024 summer movie season with a bang, promising a perfect mix of action, romance, and comedy. Drawing inspiration from the 1980s TV series, David Leitch's adaptation pays homage to the stunt community through a showcase of practical effects and breathtaking stunt sequences. However, amidst the spectacle, the film encounters a hiccup, grappling with tonal inconsistencies and a narrative that sometimes feels disjointed. Despite these challenges, the performances of Gosling, Blunt, and the rest of the cast shine through, providing enough charm and charisma to make The Fall Guy a potential candidate for a new franchise. Looking ahead, the film is expected to make its digital debut on the Peacock platform in June 2024, widening its reach to audiences preferring the comfort of their homes. Meanwhile, Ryan Gosling's advocacy for the introduction of a Best Stunts category at the Oscars has sparked a significant conversation, highlighting the need for greater recognition of the stunt performer's pivotal role in the filmmaking process. This campaign underscores a growing appreciation for the art of stunts, aligning with the film's theme, and possibly setting a precedent for future award seasons. In a striking moment on Capitol Hill, singer FKA Twigs took the stand before the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Intellectual Property, shedding light on the dark side of artificial intelligence and deepfake technology. Her testimony revealed a personal anecdote of creating a deepfake version of herself to manage online engagements, underscoring the technology's pervasive reach and the pressing need for regulation. FKA Twigs' engagement with deepfake technology was born out of necessity to preserve her focus on her art. However, she starkly warned of the dangers this technology poses, especially when used without consent. The singer's call for legislative action highlights a growing concern over the unauthorized use of artists' work, emphasizing the potential for exploitation and theft in the absence of stringent controls. The hearing shed light on the broader implications of unregulated deepfake technology, from revenge pornography to the unauthorized creation of pornographic images of celebrities, illustrating the urgent need for legal protections. The proposed No Fakes Act seeks to address these concerns by offering stronger legal safeguards for recording artists against non-consensual deepfakes. Echoing Twigg's concerns, Warner Music Group CEO Robert Kinkle also advocated for legislative measures to curb the misuse of AI in appropriating artists' identities and creating deepfakes. Their united front underscores the significant threat posed to artists and the integrity of their work. As the UK government takes steps to criminalize the creation of sexually explicit deepfake images, the US is poised to consider the No Fakes Act. This bipartisan bill, and the testimonies heard, including that of FKA Twigs, signal a pivotal moment in the fight against the misuse of deepfake technology. The hearings broadcast on C-SPAN will ensure these critical discussions reach a wider audience, highlighting the need for a balanced approach to AI that fosters innovation while protecting individuals' rights and artistic integrity. This has been your Daily Brief in Entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.